We're here at Brashear Arena for a doubleheader this evening. The girls and boys are both going to take on the Buckland Bulldogs. Girls are up first. And the lengthy lineup for the Bulldogs includes starters, all sophomores, number 4, Paige Cassidy, number 10, Amber Liebhart, number 24, Brittany Gall, number 12, Heather Main, and number 32, Alyssa Ware. And for the Tigers, we have junior number 13, Jesse Hill, senior number 21, Ashley Clarkson, senior number 23, Kimberly Elsie, junior number 25, Haley Kelsey, and senior number 33, Chelsea Collip. John, are you about ready to go this evening?
We are ready. Kind of a light turnout tonight, I must say, though.
Buckland's a long way away.
The only place that's worse to go to in this conference is that crazy Lynn County.
You get sick going there, literally.
This one, it just takes a while to get there.
It's going to be Maine jumping off for Buckland, and I'm pretty sure that the Tigers are going to send out Haley Kelsey. That's my guess.
That would be a good guess. Boy, she's got quite the knee pads, too, Miss Maine. Were those knee braces and knee pads combined,
It's a combo. They're long. They take up most of her legs. Here we go. Maine gets it, but that's illegal. They didn't call her on it. Somebody else touched it, I guess. Made it okay. Anyway, Maine collect and passed off to Gall. Gall goes right one for Cassidy. Back now to Ware. Ware shot from the right elbow is no good. And Kelsey gets a rebound and just what Buckland can't afford with only 5 players. Immediately picks up a foul as Maine was over the back of Kelsey.
She knew it when she did it, too. She grimaced right at the moment that the foul was called.
Hill goes top the key to Clarkson, now right wing for Elsie, inside to Kelsey, back over to Clarkson on the left elbow, passes out to Collip on the left baseline, 12-foot shot, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. No, Kimberly Elsie tiptoed the line, I thought it was out of bounds for sure, and she somehow got over and saved it, gives to Hill, now back left wing for Kelsey, dribbles down to the baseline, pulls up, throws out to Hill on the left wing, over to Clarkson on the right elbow, her shot is off the back iron, straight out, rebounded there by Gall. Gall, double-teamed by Collip, and Clarkson finally gets it across the timeline and loses out of bounds, but it was tipped by Collip. It'll stay with Buckland. Ball would be inbounded by Liebhart. She's having trouble. Finally throws into Maine. Maine now to Gall. Gall, left wing for Liebhart. Liebhart ball fake. Now back out to Ware. Ware, top the key, right wing for Gall. Gall tries to get it into Maine. It's poked out of bounds by Kelsey. It'll stay with Buckland again. 6:47 left first quarter. No score so far. Liebhart having trouble finding somebody. Throws into, who is that, Gall, and it's poked out of bounds by Collip. We'll do it all again.
Buckland having a hard time finding anybody open.
They're having trouble again. Liebhart finally gets it inside to Ware, who throws to Cassidy. Cassidy looks up, top key back for Ware. Ware dribbles into the right elbow, now throws left wing for Gall. Gall throws inside to Maine. Turnaround shot is off the backboard, off the rim, no good. And she gets her own rebound, though, as it bounced around and finally ended up in her hands before it's poked out of bounds again by Kelsey. The Tigers are doing a good job of getting their hands on the ball and knocking it out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like their main offense here is trying to get it into Maine and letting her score from there. I don't see them trying to do much of a shot from the outside.
They inbounded to Ware, who shot up an air ball that time, and it was picked up by Elsie, and she throws into the right corner for Hill. Hill then Kelsey back to Hill. I guess her foot was on the line. They're going to give her only 2 points for the shot, but it's good. 6:10 left first quarter. Tigers lead it 2-0. Now a little full-court press by the Tigers has Buckland a little confused. Liebhart having trouble, and Ashley Clarkson obviously reached in for the foul. That'll be the first foul on the Tigers. Liebhart to throw in for Buckland. Throws into Maine, who loses it, but Liebhart was there to pick it up, and they're going to call her with a double dribble. She had both hands on it, and that's illegal.
All right, Kelsey's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Into Hill. 5:58 left in the first quarter. 2-0, Tigers. Hill has it over the right wing, back out to Clarkson at the top of the key. To Elzy. Elzy puts it on the floor, dribbles along the left side to the baseline, to Collop out to Clarkson on the right side, shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking movement there. Liebhardt gets it in to Gall. Back to Liebhardt. Full press by the Tigers. Ball is poked by Clarkson out of bounds, so it'll stay with Buckland.
It was a foul again. This time they didn't call it on Clarkson.
Lucky her. Liebhardt is going to inbound it. Gets it in to the tall girl, Maine. Back to Gall. Gall gets it across the timeline up to Ware. Ware has it over on the left side. Dribbles up top the key. Passes it over to Cassidy on the right side. Cassidy puts it on the floor. Sends it over to Maine on the left side. Maine looks to get it in to Ware. Into the free throw line to Liebhardt. Shot is up and good. Buckland with their first points of the game. Hill brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over the left side. Bounce pass over to Clarkson at the top of the key, over to Elzy. Back to Hill, the left elbow. Her shot is up and nothing but net. Liebhardt into Maine. Back to Liebhardt. Liebhardt comes up to Clarkson. And Coach Sorensen is going to call a timeout. So with 4:42 left in the first, Tigers lead at 6-2.
Tigers are obviously trying to wear down Buckland, especially here in the first quarter. They want to get him wore down for the rest of the game. They come out in the full court press, making him burn as much energy as possible. I'm sure Sorensen is going to use his timeouts just for rest periods. And I think they're going to need them.
Yeah, and you know, once the Tigers, once they kind of get rolling and get moving up and down the floor, it's going to really take the energy out of them.
Takes the energy out of me just watching them.
That's right.
Buckland ball to start things off. 4:42 left first quarter. Liebhardt to throw in, finds Maine. Maine's going to take it up herself. She almost traveled, but threw off instead to Ware. Ware dribbles out to the left side, deep off the arc. Now throws to Cassidy on the right side. Cassidy trying to get around Hill, can't do it. She throws over back to Ware. Ware dribbles in a little ways, now backs out, almost loses possession. Picks up the ball and is trapped. Finally finds Gall. Gall on the left side. Now back right wing for Cassidy. Cassidy back to Ware, top the key. Ware now to left wing for Gall. Gall looking inside, throws into Maine. Maine double team, finds Liebhardt at the free throw line. Now back out to Gall. Gall resets the offense. She goes right wing to Cassidy. Cassidy wanting to enter the ball inside. Finally throws off to Ware at the free throw line. Ware now left wing for Gall. Gall looks inside. The plan is to work it into Maine, but they haven't been able to do it. They give it to Liebhardt at the free throw line. They'll settle for that shot. She hit it earlier, and she hits it again. 6-4, Tigers lead by two with 3:38 left first quarter.
Well, that's what they're going to have to do, is take some shots out there to keep the Tigers honest.
Kelsey pulls up from the free throw line on the other side, and her shot's no good. And I think they're going to get Elzy coming in and fouling Cassidy there on the rebound, and they did. Scutter in for Collup with 3:30 left in the first quarter. Gall inbounds into Maine, and she's fouled immediately by Scudder, so Scudder took 1 second to get her first foul. Gall will throw in again for Buckland. Throws into Maine, and Scudder pokes it away a second time. And this one's picked up by Clarkson. Now to Elzy. Elzy shot from 6 feet inside the lane is good. 8-4, 3:20 left, first quarter. Gall is set to throw it in, and then Buckland calls a timeout. So with 3:18 left, first quarter, Tigers lead it 8-4. How long will Brashear keep up their press, John?
All night long.
As long as they don't get tired. Pressing's hard work. Gall to throw in for Buckland. Up ahead to Cassidy. Cassidy all alone in the backcourt. Coast to coast for the layup, yes. And the Tigers press was a breakdown on that one. That was a great play there by Buckland to get her wide open deep down the court.
Sort of an old football throw.
Left wing for Kelsey, now right wing for Clarkson. Clarkson back to Kelsey, and she tries to throw it in the Scudder over her head out of bounds. Gall to throw in. Full court pressure this time, but Kelsey remains at the half court line just in case one of those long passes occurs. As Elsie knocks it out of bounds, it'll go back to Buckland. Into Gall. Gall goes right wing to Cassidy. Cassidy ball fakes. Now throws to Ware just inside the arc on the right side. Back to Gall on the left wing. Gall finds Main inside. She turns and fires her shot. It's just short, rebounded there by Scudder. Now it's ahead to Hill. Hill down the right side. Pulls up to Elsie. Elsie works it inside. Now to Kelsey off to Scudder on the left block. Its shot is good.
Great ball movement there by the Tigers. They just took it all the way around the free throw line.
10-6. Tigers lead it with 2:20 left. First quarter. Gall trying to get around. Elsie can't do it. Picks up her dribble. Goes over to Liebhardt on the left side. Liebhardt down the left side. Throws off to Gall now atop the key. She balls, fakes right. Goes left to Ware. Ware ball above her head. Now goes right wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt puts it on her hip. Hollers some instruction and throws right wing now to Gall. Gall inside to Main. Main triple team. She's going to shoot it anyway. It's terribly off. Rebounded by Clarkson. She barely hit the corner of the backboard. Clarkson ahead to Hill. Hill's pass into Scudder is knocked away by Cassidy. Picked up by Hill. Now Kelsey just inside the arc on the left baseline. Her shot is short. Rebounded there by Liebhardt. Passed off to Gall. Gall down the left side. Pulls up now. Goes right wing for Cassidy. About 5 feet outside the arc on the right side. Throws to Ware. Ware's shot is horribly off as well. Way to the left of the basket. Hits some backboard and rebounded there by Clarkson to Hill inside the Scudder. Now back out to Hill. Hill just inside the arc. Her shot rims out. Rebounded there by Liebhardt. Liebhardt to Gall, and we're headed the other way. Gall up ahead to Main. Main barely collects the pass. Now finds a wide open Ware on the left block, and she botches the 2-foot shot. Rebounded there by Kelsey, right wing to Hill. Hill pulls up off the top of the key now as she dribbles around. Goes left wing for Kelsey. Now to Elsie with a ball fake. Now to Scudder on the left blocker. She was wide open for the shot.
Did you see that? She handed it through, split the defenders by handing it through. I don't know how she got that done.
And it worked like a charm. Scudder was uncontested with her shot. They work the ball down to Ware on the left block. He throws it out to Liebhardt. Now back out to Gall. Right wing for Cassidy with 30 seconds left first quarter. Cassidy trying to get it into Main. Has the ball poked away by Elsie, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Buckland ball for the last shot of the quarter if they choose to hold on in the last 25 seconds. Slavin and Cullip come back in for Kelsey and somebody else. I didn't see who left. Ball thrown in by Liebhardt to Main. Main's on the floor with it, and Slavin was also on the floor. They each had their hands on it. Jump ball goes the way of the Tigers. Tigers lead 12-6 with 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Hill down the sideline with 20 seconds. Pulls up at the right arc, throws to Scudder. Scudder with 15 has it top of the key. Now back out to Elsie. Elsie dribbles around to the right wing. Now to Scudder at the free throw line. She pulls up, rims home, yes. 14-6 with 6 seconds left. Buckland can't even get it in. They finally throw it out to Ware. Ware with 2 seconds. Ware's going to turn and not even launch. And that's the end of the first quarter. The Tigers lead it 14-6. Buckland ball to start the quarter. No shocker there as the Tigers have started with the ball a quarter, I'd say, once out of every 10 games. Right wing for Gall. Gall is called for a double dribble as she had a little ball control issue out at the top of the key. It'll go back to the Tigers. Inbounded into Hill. Hill goes left wing, finds a wide open cut up on the left baseline. Shot rims out and falls into the hands of Maine. Maine passes out to Gall, and Gall's double team. She's in bad shape, and Cullup commits the foul, which was stupid. The Tigers were in prime position to get a 10-second call or a turnover or something good was going to happen for the Tigers, and instead they commit the penalty. That's a first on Cullup, 14th foul, as she picks off the inbound pass now. Goes left wing for Hill. Hill now right wing for Elzy. Elzy one of the three, and they're going to get either Scudder or Slavin. We're three seconds in the lane. I wasn't watching the lane, but maybe they were 3 seconds in there.
I don't think it was Caroline. She stepped in front, and she had more than stepped in the lane where they made the call.
Must have been on Scudder then. Right wing for Gall has it poked away and stripped by Scudder, but Gall grabbed it before Scudder could take off with it, and it's going to be a foul now on Hill. She was scrumming with Paige Cassidy. Buckland inbound will be Liebhart. Liebhart looking to find somebody. Tosses into Maine, who is over and back. Her foot was on the line. The official was right on top of that and was waiting for it. He got down and was watching the line the whole time the play was happening, and finally she got her foot over it, and he blew the whistle on her. 7:15 left, second quarter. Tigers have the ball again into Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the left elbow. Her shot falls home. 16-6 now. Tigers with a 10-point advantage. 7:02 left, second quarter. Gall throws it. Poked away and stolen by Kelsey. Picks it up, and the shot falls out. She gets her own rebound and puts it up and in this time and was fouled. Just padding the stats, and it paid off. She'll shoot a free throw to boot. That one was on Gall, I believe.
You think she did that on purpose so she'd get the foul and get to go to the line?
She might tell you she did now, but I don't think when she first shot that original shot, it was intended to be a miss. Her free throw is also a miss, but it's picked up by Hill, and she might say she did that just so Jesse could get a rebound. Jesse throws off to Kimberly Elzy, and Elzy drains a three-pointer. What is that? How many points in a row? 2, 4, 7 points in a row for the Tigers, and then a picked-off pass here by Slavin to Kelsey. Right wing for Elzy. One of the three dribbles around now, right baseline. Her shot's up and out. Gets her own rebound. She's fouled, and she'll shoot a pair of free throws. Tigers all of a sudden have just come alive. That foul is going to go against Liebhart, her first foul, team third. I think there's three players with Buckland has one foul. Elsie's free throw is up and good. It's 22-6 with 6.5 left in the second quarter. Elsie's shot up is good as well. The second free throw falls. It's 23-6. Gall the inbound. Again, they have trouble. She throws into Maine finally. Maine back to Gall. And Gall gets it across the timeline. It's the first time that they've had it across the timeline in quite a while, and it's immediately picked off and stolen by Haley Kelsey, who takes it all the way for a layup. She didn't want to miss this one. She was very careful on how she shot that one. Ball inbounded into Maine, right back to Gall, and the Tigers are kind of backing off the full court press. They showed it briefly and then kind of fell back into the regular defense. Cassidy has a right wing, throws into Ware at the free throw line. Her shot's no good. Rebounded there by Slavin. Slavin passes off to Elzy, and we're headed the way of the Tigers. Elzy down the right side, finds Cullup in the right corner. Cullup with some crazy ball fakes, throws top of the key for Clarkson. Now left wing for Kelsey. Back to Clarkson on the right elbow. Her shot's no good. Rebounded there by Kelsey. Turnaround shot from 6 feet. Falls out. Rebounded by Cassidy of Buckland. And she hands to Gall. We're headed the other way.
All right. Gall brings it across the timeline. Pestered by Elzy. Sends it over to Maine on the right wing. Maine puts it on the floor, guarded by Kelsey. Tries to get it in, but isn't able to get over the hands of Haley Kelsey, and she snags the steal, and we're headed back the other direction. Sends it over to Elsie. Elsie's going to drive the baseline, but she runs right into Ware, and they're going to call a foul on her. That's going to be just the third team foul. The first on where? No, it's fourth. Stand corrected. Elsie will inbound it. Gets it over to Collop on the left side. Her shot just inside the arc. Still good. Scudder comes up with the rebound, though. Back to Collop into Slavin's elbow. And one of them didn't call a foul on that, but they didn't. And Buckland comes up with the rebound, and we're headed back the other way. Gall brings it across the timeline. Sends it over the left side to Liebhardt. Liebhardt wants to get it into Main, but she's sandwiched between Elsie and Slavin. They get it over the right side to Gall. Gall finally decides to shoot. Slavin with the rebound to Collop, and we're headed back the other direction. Ball was way off the mark. Collop over to Elsie, back out to Slavin, to Clarkson on the right side, back to the corner to Collop. Collop sends it back out to Kimberly Elsie up top to Slavin with the left elbow. Slavin hands it off to Clarkson. Clarkson's shot from the left side is in and out. Slavin with the rebound, shot up off the glass, is good. 27-6 now the Tigers.
Nice job by Slavin there to sniff out the rebound for the 2 points.
Gall brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right side to Cassidy. Cassidy wants to get into Main, but can't. Sends to Liebhardt just about the top of the key. Liebhardt puts it on the floor, takes it into the right elbow, but then brings it back out. Hands it off to Main. Literally hands it off to Main. She sends it to Ware at the top of the key. Ware to Cassidy at the right wing. To Gall, free throw line, over to the left side to Ware. And she's going to be fouled.
I think they got Elsie. Elsie ran into Gardner, or I guess it was Collop. I thought for sure it was Elsie. Anyway, they're going to get Collop with the foul. She ran out to Gardner and turned around for the rebound on the miss, if she had missed, and stepped on her foot, it looked to me like. And then as that was happening, Ware was trying to back up, and she couldn't go anywhere. Just fell down. And they called a foul on Collop.
So I guess it must have been after the shot, so that makes it a one-on-one. Because she just shot one. Oh, no, it was just the basket counted. Yeah. Okay.
It was no good anyway. The free throw was off the mark.
Collop to Scudder to Hill, back out to Haley Kelsey at the free throw line. She dribbles it in the lane. Shot is no good. Scudder with the rebound. Shot no good. Scudder with the rebound. Shot this time still no good, but she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple.
There was about 8 players in a 4-foot radius around the basket.
Scudder wastes no time with her shot, and it's good. 3:15 left in the half. Second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. 29-8, 3:15 left. Gall into Liebhardt, back to Gall, and we're headed the other direction. Tigers all fall back. No press going on now. They send it over to Ware, the left side. Lair gets it into Main, back out to Gall. Shot is no good, and Scudder comes up with a rebound. Sends it to Collop. Collop brings it back the other direction. Collop to Hill up the top of the key. Dribbles around the right side, sends it to Collop of the right corner. Cross court to Haley Kelsey into Slavin. Shot up off the glass is no good. Scudder with the rebound, and what are they going to call? They're going to call a jump ball.
Looked to me like it was Liebhardt that came in and fouled Scudder on that play. I don't see how they called it a jump ball.
Gall brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Liebhardt. Left wing, back at the goal. Back to Liebhardt. Buckland in no hurry to do anything. Back out to Gall, top of the key, sends it over to Cassidy, right wing, back to the corner to Rare. Ware wants to get it out to Main, but sends it all the way up top to Gall. Gall, not sure what she's going to do with it.
And
just run out of bounds.
John, wasn't that obvious? She telegraphed the whole thing. Throw it out of bounds, what you going to do?
All right, here comes Hill with 2:07 left in the half. Hill's going to dribble around the right side. Sends it to Collop. Collop cross court. Haley Kelsey in the Scudder back out to Hill up top. Just inside the arc, no good. Scudder with the rebound, shot, good.
Scudder has just been a beast in there on the boards. Nobody can pull any rebounds away from her unless they foul her and they happen to call a jump ball.
Yep. All right, Cassidy has the right wing. Back to Ware. She loses the handle on it. Comes down on the floor, but Maine comes up with it. They send it around the horn over to Liebhardt's left side. Get it into Maine, guarded by Slavin. Shot's good.
It looked terrible. The shot form was completely off, but she somehow got it to fall.
1:23 left in the half. Hill sends it down to Collip. Collip to Hill, around the horn to Haley Kelsey. Back to Hill. To Scudder, the right elbow shot is up and in and out. It's tipped by Slavin right into the hands of Gall. So we're headed back the other direction with 1:04 left in the half. To Liebhardt, left wing, into Maine. Maine gets it, shot up off the glass, bounces around two or three times, and finally falls in. Hill's going to take it the other way now. 51 seconds left in the half. Hill sends it to the left corner. Back at the Hill, into Slavin. To Haley Kelsey at the right, takes it. Well, man.
Oh, my.
I couldn't see that left corner, but I knew that ball had way too much altitude for it to come down in bounds.
Kelsey ate a bowl of Wheaties before the game. That thing sailed out of bounds.
42.5 seconds left. Here comes Gall, bringing it across the timeline. Sends it over to the right side to Ware, but it's tipped out of bounds by Haley Kelsey. Liebhardt's going to inbound it. Gets it to Maine, back to Ware. Ware sends it to the corner to Cassidy in the lane. I don't know how they didn't call a jump ball there between Maine and Slavin, but they didn't. Send it up to Haley Kelsey now. Back out to Jesse Hill. Hill sends it to call up the corner, right corner. Cross court to Haley Kelsey. They've done that a half a dozen times now. Back out to call up the left corner. And they're going to...
3 seconds in the lane again.
Who'd they call it on this time?
Either Scudder or Scudder or Slavin. I can't tell which one they're calling it on. Ball's inbound into the goal with 6 seconds, and they're going to get a push by Kelsey. It looked like Kelsey was just running with her, and they called a push on her. They're getting awful touchy here in the last 10 seconds, I guess, of the game on fouls and other penalties. And they'll put Gall at the line for a 1-1 with 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gall shot up and good. 13-31. Tigers lead it. Gall will shoot a second. This one is up and no good. Rebound there by Scudder. Scudder up ahead to Hill with 3 seconds. Hill crosses the timeline with two. She passes out to Kelsey for three. Oh, and it's an air ball. Kelsey's forte isn't shooting three-pointers, but shoot, she kind of laughed that one off. And the Tigers are going to go into halftime with a 31-13 point lead. Well, the buzzers rang, and I think we're just about ready to start second half action. Tigers go into the third quarter leading 31-13. And it looks like, for the first time in a very long time, the Tigers are going to start with the ball to begin the quarter. Kelsey into Hill. Hill at the top of the key, dribbles around to the right wing, throws to Elzy. Elzy looks inside, and that goes to Hill on the left wing. Hill to Clarkson on the right, elbow back out to Elzy. Elzy finds Hill creeping around the left side, throws now down into Collip. Collip back over to Elzy on the right side, goes into the right block, throws it up. Yes, good. 33-13, 7:32 left third quarter. Gall brings it across the timeline for Buckland, gives it left wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt inside to Maine. Maine double team goes back over to Gall for the 2-point spot up just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. Picked up by Liebhardt, and Liebhardt holds it just a little too high, and Kelsey gets her hands on it. It's a jump ball, but it'll stay with Buckland. Liebhardt looking to pass in, gets it into Cassidy. Cassidy puts it on the floor, gets it into the lane, tosses it now right wing for Ware. Ware over to Liebhardt in the right corner, back out to Ware right wing, top key now for Gall. Gall back over to Ware on the right wing. Ware looking to pass inside, settles for Gall, top key now to Liebhardt on the left side. back to Gall, almost stripped away by Elsie. Gall throws up a shot. She comes over moaning to the coach as the ball was still being rebounded. Picked up by the Tigers. They worked it down to the left side for Comup, who shot off the left block. Is good. It's 35-13. Tigers lead it. 6:40 left, third quarter. And Buckland wants a timeout to discuss some effort, I believe. We'll take a timeout with him. Possession will be with the Tigers. No, it's not. I thought for sure. Oh, the Tigers just scored. That's right. All right. Liebhart throws in to Gall. Haley Kelsey thought it was with the Tigers as well.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why she was all the way back there in the backcourt.
Left wing now for Liebhart. Back to Gall. Now right wing for Ware. Looks inside. Back to Gall. Now left wing again for Liebhart. It's an outside game with an occasional pass into main if they can find her. Ware has it on the right wing. Back over to Gall. Now left wing for Liebhart. Liebhart inside the arc. Throws out to Gall outside the arc. Finds Main. Main cuts in to the lane, and her shot's good. 35-15. Tigers up by 20. Hill has it on the right side. Throws left wing for Clarkson. Now into the right corner for Cullup. Right wing for Elsie. Now Elsie takes it down to the right baseline. Pulls up. Throws back over to Hill just inside the arc on the left side. Her shot's no good. It's on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball between Clarkson and Gall, I believe. And it'll stay with the Tigers. 5:53 left, third quarter. Tigers lead at 35-15. Elsie with the ball fake on the inbound pass. Gives it back to Kelsey on the right baseline. Now over to Elsie again. Elsie dribbles out and throws left wing for Hill. Hill on the left side. Throws back right side for Elsie. One of the three. Instead throws to Hill with a foot on the line. Her shot is no good. Rebound now by Elsie. Elsie takes it in. Crazy shot. Doesn't fall, but she's fouled.
I'd call that a haymaker. Sort of the whole body swinging from right to left shot.
She's become a lot more accustomed to throwing up those types of things. And what's odd is most of them fall. Her free throw goes home. Second one is good as well. 37-15, Tigers lead it. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Gall across the timeline over right wing for Ware. Ware deep outside the arc, back to Gall. Now left wing for Liebhart. Liebhart takes it into the left block. Her shot is partially blocked by Kelsey. It's on the floor, now picked up by Elsie. Elsie looks up the court. There's nobody really open, so she'll dribble it up herself and throw a right wing now for Kelsey. Now into the right corner for Elsie. Elsie, two hands above the head, puts it on the floor, now goes left wing to Clarkson, now into the left corner for Cullup, and she drains it just inside the arc. It'll be 39-15 with 4:56 left in the third quarter. And we got another timeout. Is this one by Buckland as well?
I'm not sure.
No, I think it's Brashear.
I was
going to
say,
she's
got substitutions ready to come in. I kind of suspect that's what it was.
Buckland doesn't have any substitutions ready to come in, as they're playing with only five players. They aren't in much foul trouble, though. I think in the first half, each player collected one foul.
Yeah, the last time I paid attention, they had four, so they may have gotten another one.
I think they had five in the first half. Each player had one, and they have one in the second half, and I believe it's on Liebhart. So I think she has two. So it'll be Buckland ball. 4:56 left, third quarter. 39-15. Tigers lead it. Gall goes right wing to Ware. Ware back to Gall. Gall over to Ware again on the right wing. She dribbles inside the arc. Now throws back to Gall. Now they work at left wing for Liebhart. Liebhart back to Gall. Boy, they're working that entrance pass into Main awfully hard, and the Tigers are just playing on it. They know what's coming. They finally settle for Cassie on the left elbow, and she wanted to shoot it, but she held it up there too long, and Kimberly Elsie was able to get her hands on it force the jump ball, but it'll stay with Buckland as possession arrow favors them. Cullup and Clarkson exit as Scudder and Slavin come in. Ball passed into Gall on the left wing. Gall dribbles around the arc, goes right wing now for Ware. Ware dribbles in, pulls up just inside the arc, gives it left wing for Liebhart. Liebhardt's shot is an air ball, rebounded there by Ware. Heads up play by Ware, and she immediately throws a terrible pass into the arms of Kimberly Elzey. Elzey pulls up outside the arc on the left wing, dribbles off to Scudder now. Scudder, power move inside, spins and gets the shot. 41-15, Tigers lead it with 4 minutes left, third quarter. Ware dribbles in, going to shoot. Her shot is short, rebounded there by Elzey. Elzey pulled that thing down in traffic and gave it off to Kelsey, who gave it right back to her. Elzey wasn't expecting it. Elzey now again to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Elzey. Elzey back to Kelsey. Kelsey finds Hill on the left baseline. Ball fake, gets inside to the left block. Her shot's up and good. That was a good shot there by Hill to get over the defender. 3:30 left, third quarter. Dahl, left wing for Liebhardt, throws now into Main. Main inside, her shot is no good, but she's fouled there by Scudder or Elzey one. It'll be on Scudder, her second, I believe. Yes, her second team first foul this half. Main to shoot two free throws. Her shot is up and good. Main second shot is on its way. This one is no good, but I think Kimberly Elzey was over the three-point arc line trying to get inside to rebound, so it'll be a lane violation on the Tigers, and Main will have another shot. She dribbles. She shoots. And this one's good, and that serves the Tigers right for the lane violations. Ball entered in the Hill on the left side. Hill goes right wing, passes off to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Hill, now left wing for Elzey. Elzey looking inside, throws back to Hill, top of the key, now right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey tried to throw to Hill, and there's a timeout by Brashear with 3:10 left in the third. Tigers lead at 43-17. It's Tiger ball. Kelsey inbound from underneath her basket. She throws into Elzey on the right wing. Elzey dribbles around the arc. Now picks up her dribble. Throws left wing for Kelsey. Back to Hill. Now top key to reset the offense. Hill left wing for Kelsey. Nearly poked away and stolen by Cassidy. Back over to Kelsey. Kelsey now Elzey. Elzey one of the three dribbles into the left baseline. Pulls up. Can't find anybody. Throws off to Scudder. Now to Hill. Hill right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles around left wing for Elzey now. Elzey dribbles into the right elbow, throws off to Kelsey, who pulls up for three. Her shot's no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hill, I believe. It'll go to Buckland. 2:33 left in the third quarter. Tigers lead at 43-17.
Nick Elzey had to go to the elementary school to find that ball.
It was a long way down there. Ball inbounded into Gale, or Gall, excuse me. Right wing for Ware, now back to Gall. Left wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt, now to Gall again. Now right wing for Ware. Ware's going to dribble in and shoot. Her shot is short, and it's rebounded there by May. Blocked from behind by Scudder. And it's there's a scrum inside between Liebhardt and Hill for the ball. It's a jump ball that'll go to Brashear. Scudder just kind of nonchalantly, as May picked up the rebound, reached in from behind and poked it away from her. That was pretty impressive. Right wing for Kelsey over to left wing for Elzey. Elzey's crazy shot is no good, but she's fouled once again with the crazy shot.
The old haymaker again, huh?
I think I'm going to call it the crazy shot because I think that's a better description of it. Although, haymaker might work, I guess. Elzey's free throw is good. 44-17 with 2:01 left third quarter. Second free throw is on its way. It's short, rebounded there by Scudder. Scudder's shot is, I don't think she just had enough power under it. I don't think it was blocked. It came out kind of awkwardly. Cassidy picked up a rebound. She went down and shot an air ball. Rebounded now by Kelsey. We're headed the other way. We're running. Kelsey takes it into the lane, decided she shouldn't have, and traveled. Now it's going to be Buckland ball. Liebhardt throws it into Gall. Gall goes left wing back to Lieber. Now to Gall again. Tries to get into Cascade. It's poked away by Hill, and it's on the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball as Scudder went sliding for it, as did Ware of Buckland. It'll stay with Buckland.
Haley Kelsey went into the lane, decided she shouldn't have.
Liebhardt throws in. It's picked up by Main. Main now throws out to Gall. Gall right wing from Ware. Ware is going to step in and launch. Her shot's good. She shot a lot of those. I don't think she'd hit before then, but she finally got one to fall. It's 44-19. Tigers with the lead. 1:15 left. Left wing for Elsie. Elsie's going to shoot a three off the back iron. No good. Rebounded there by Main. Nice job to get the rebound. Long arms pulled that one down. She throws off to Gall, and we're headed the other way. Gall takes it to the left side. I don't know what this new offense is. It's not what they have been running. Of course, what they have been running hasn't worked. She's now a triple teamed in the corner, and she passes off to Main. Now left wing for Ware. Ware pulls up. Her shot is no good. Rebound now by Scudder. Scudder to Hill with 45 seconds left in the third. Down to the right side for Elsie. Elsie dribbles in. She was going to go for the crazy shot, but she was fouled before she could do it.
That one was truly a crazy shot. There wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about that one.
All right. Elsie at the line again with 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Her first free throw is up and good. Scudder and Kelsey come out for Clarkson and Cullip. Second shot by Elsie is good as well. It hit the front iron, bounced over. 46-19. Tigers lead it. Buckland with the ball on the left side. Gall points at Liebhardt and tells her to do something. Now throws her the ball on the right side. Throws it in the corner now for Ware. Ware inside to Main. Main turns, fire shot is short. Rebounded there by Cullip. Hands off to Elsie. We're headed the other way.
I think that may have been a partial block by Slavin.
Elsie throws to Cullip just inside the arc on the left wing. Shot is good. 48-19 with 15 seconds left in the third. Gall down the left side for Buckland. Now right wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt pulls up, goes back to Gall with 7 seconds. Gall back to Liebhardt with 4. Liebhardt into the corner for Ware. Ware turns out of bounds, and the Tigers will have it with the last 1.6 seconds left in the third quarter. They need a good half-court heave here. Clarkson throws into Hill. Hill up to Elsie. Elsie got it off, but it's short. Grazes the bottom of the net as it sails out of bounds, and the Tigers are going to go into the fourth quarter leading 48-19.
You know, one thing I wish they would do in this level like they do in the pros is inbound it down here on the other court, see what they can do in a second and a half or 2 seconds.
Well, as you saw, 1.6 seconds was enough time to get it into Hill. Hill passed up to Elsie, and Elsie was ready to shoot. She got it and launched, and had she made it, it would have been good. It would have counted, I mean, because she would have had it. She had enough time to get it off, is what I'm trying to say. It came out kind of wrong, and I know you're laughing about the way I said it, but I think you know what I meant.
You know, most shots that don't go in, you can say the same thing. Had she made it, it would have been a good shot.
That's not entirely true, because some shots that you've seen made have been bad shots.
But still, had she made it, it would have been good.
It would have been good. Clarkson in the Hill. Hill goes into the left corner for Cullip. Cullip back to Hill. Hill dribbles right wing over to Clarkson. Clarkson throws over to Cullip, who nearly loses it out of bounds. She dribbles down the left baseline. Her shot's up and good. 50-19, Tigers lead it. 7:40 left, fourth quarter. And Buckland wants a timeout to discuss some things. So the Tigers are leading by, 31 with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Why isn't the mercy rule going here? Well, I guess a timeout it wouldn't.
It will now that Cullip hit that shot. The mercy rule will be in effect as soon as the timeout's over. The clock will run continuously, and Wes Buckland, of course, is able to get a couple buckets to undo the mercy rule. Although, when you're down by 25, I think you'd still want the mercy rule to be in effect. You have to draw the line somewhere. Ball thrown into Gall. Gall across the timeline. Back to Liebhardt on the right side. Now inside to Main. Finds Ware just inside the arc on the right wing. Throws over to Liebhardt. Liebhardt, high arcing shots. Good. And the mercy rule is not in effect anymore. 21-50. Tigers head the other way. Hill, right wing for Collip. Collip dribbles inside the lane. Throws over to left wing for Collip again. And Clarkson was fouled.
It's going to be on Ware, I believe.
Collip throws into Hill. Hill to Collip. Again on the right baseline. Now inside to Scudder. Scudder turns. She was fouled there by Cassidy. It was a good foul, though. And it'll put Christina Scudder at the line for two shots.
Good foul, but on a person that's pretty reliable on free throws.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much. She has probably only missed five, I'd say, the whole season. Maybe less than that. She hits them both. It's 52-21. Right wing over to Liebhardt. Now to Main. Main back over to Liebhardt on the right side. To Gale, to Gall on the left wing. Now to Cassidy. Cassidy looking inside to Main. Finds her. Guarded closely by Slavin. Turnaround shot by Main is no good, but they called the foul on Slavin, although it didn't look like she did much. She just kind of stood there. Main set to shoot a pair of free throws. I think she's pretty good from the charity stripe. She hit... I know she hit two earlier. We'll see how she does now. Shot is up and out, just as I say that.
I'm glad you said that.
Curse usually only works on Brashear when I say stuff like that, but apparently it transfers to Buckland as well. Second shot by Maine is up and good. 52-22. 6:05 left, fourth quarter. Tigers down the right side. They pass to Kelsey. Kelsey back over to Elsie. Elsie back to Kelsey. Now to Elsie again. Elsie's going to launch a three. Oh, it rims out. Rebounded there by Kelsey. Somehow she came up with it running the baseline. Just happened to fall into her lap. Now to Collip on the left baseline. She tries to get inside to Scudder, and Scudder's fouled by Main. That'll be the 16th foul on Buckland. And I thought they were calling for a timeout. Right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey now to Elsie. Elsie for three. Yes. 55-22. 5:22 left fourth quarter. Gall down the right side. Throws to Liebhardt. Back to Gall at the top of the key. Now right wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt into the right corner for Ware. Now inside the Main. Triple team. Splits all three defenders and throws up an air ball. Rebound now by Cassidy. She's fouled by Slavin.
Not sure.
No,
it's on Kelsey.
Kelsey. The official pointed straight at Slavin when he called that foul. That's the second on Kelsey, 13 foul on Brashear. It was on the floor. There was no shot, so they'll stay with Buckland. They'll have possession instead of free throws. Right wing for Liebhardt to Ware now inside the Main. Main's turnaround shot is good. That was a good-looking shot there by Main.
Yeah, she had to go over Slavin to get it.
Hill down the right side, picks up her dribble, now throws to Collip on the left wing. Collip dribbles into the left baseline. The shot is blocked by Main. Main, having trouble, finally gets it off to Gall. Gall down the middle of the court with 4:10 left fourth quarter. She throws left wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt back to Ware. Ware now right wing for Gall inside the Main. Main turnaround shot is good. 55-26, and the mercy rule is out of play again. Hill to Collip. Collip dribbling around on the left wing. Goes back over to Hill. Hill dribbles inside right wing now for Kelsey. Kelsey looking to pass it in. Can't do it. Goes to Hill. Hill now left wing for Collip. Collip pulls up. Her shot is no good. Rebounded there by Main. And she's, they're finally going to get a foul on Clarkson. Clarkson acts like she didn't do anything, but it was an obvious foul as they were mugging her. 3:28 left fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 55-26. And that'll be the fourth team foul on Brashear, second on Clarkson. Gall down the middle of the court again, left wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt back to Gall with a high bounce pass. Now right wing for Ware into the corner for Cassidy. Cassidy throws a nice pass right into the hands of Haley Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill down the left side for the Tigers. Hill left wing for Collett. Pass intended for Clarkson, poked away and fouled by Maine. That'll be the 17th foul on Buckland, and we'll send Clarkson to the line for a 1-1, and it's a third on Maine. Clarkson shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Cassidy. Cassidy down the right side. Now top the key for Gall, left wing for Liebhardt. Liebhardt holds with 2:50 left. Now back to Ware. Ware almost lost the ball. Goes right wing for Gall. Gall looking to pass inside. Can't do it. Finally throws a terrible pass that's intended for Maine and poked away and out of bounds by Scudder. It'll stay with Buckland with 2:40 left, fourth quarter. Liebhardt throws a nice pass into Gall to get it in. She split a couple Brashear defenders to feed that through. Threading the needle there by Liebhardt. Gall now in trouble, guarded closely by Elsie. And they could get her within 5 seconds. I thought it was five. She finally passed off to Maine, but I thought she held on to it too long. Anyway, it's left wing for Cassidy, who tries to get it to Maine, and Maine's going to lose that out of bounds. We'll go back to the Tigers with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded into Elsie. Elsie across the timeline. Right wing for Hill. Hill back to Elsie. Now to Hill again. Just inside the arc. Hill's shot is no good. Rebounded there by Maine, and Maine is triple teamed. Throws out to Cassidy. Cassidy down the right side of the court. She is going to be uncontested. And as I say that, Kimberly Elsie came down and absolutely hammered her. And are they going to call that on the floor? It'll be on the floor. She didn't even get a shot off. That'll be the 15th foul and the second on Kimberly Elsie. It'll be Buckland ball out of bounds. Ball thrown into Maine. Maine's shot from point blank is no good. Rebounded by Slavin off to Hill on the left side. Hill down the left side to Collip. Inbound pass to Scudder. The Scudder shot is no good. And it's poked away and stolen by Slavin. Now to Scudder. Scudder shot this time is good. 57-26. Tigers lead it with 1:30 left fourth quarter. Gall down the middle of the court again. She dribbles in, now goes left wing for Liebhardt, launches up an air ball, and it's going to be a rebound there by Scudder before it goes out of bounds. She passes off to Collip, and we're headed the other way. Collip loses out of bounds. It'll go back to Buckland with 1:05 left in the fourth. Inbounded to Gall, and we're under a minute. Gall dribbling around, dribbles in to the lane now, pulls out, goes off to to Ware, and her shot's blocked by Kelsey. Ooh, another block by Kelsey, but they're going to get a foul, I believe. It looked like a clean block to me. What did it look like to you, John?
Well, it could have gone either way. She was right there getting her, slapping her hands around, and that's always a bad sign in terms of having fouls called on you. Mercy rules back into effect. We only got 30 seconds left. Maine hits her first shot, 25. Time may expire before we even get going again. There goes the second shot, and it's good as well. 17 seconds. Tigers inbound it to Hill. Hill's going to bring it down to 12 seconds. Hill's over to Kelsey to Hill. Hill's going to drive it in the lane. Her shot is up and no good. Slade with the rebound, the putback, and it's good. And that'll be it for the game. Time expires. Slavin gets to pat her stats a little bit with a little shot there at the very end. And with the, this game over, Tigers win it 59-28.
The The boys' game is almost underway. Starting for the Buckland Bulldogs, sophomore number 10, Ben Williams. Junior number 14, Chad Jackson. Junior number 20, Ethan Jackson. Junior number 24, Jermaine. And junior number 54, Raybuck Thomas. And for the Tigers, freshman number 31, Matt Thomas. Sophomore number 33, Kylie Watson. Sophomore number 41, Ryan Fertig. Junior number 35, Jacob Shipman. And junior number 45, Cale Watson. So we'll see what is in store for the boys' game. In case you just joined us, the girls, the Brashear Tigers, won the girls' game 59-28. All right, each team breaks the huddle. Jumping off in the middle will be Ray Buck Thomas. And for the Tigers, it'll be Cale Watson. Tigers are going right to left on your internet dial, I guess. Buckland will be going left to right. Raybuck wins the toss and gets it off to Maine. Maine tosses over to Ben Williams. Williams left wing to Chad Jackson. Jackson throws it underneath to a wide open Kylie Watson of Boucher. Watson to Thomas up ahead to Ryan Fertig. Ryan Fertig puts on the floor, dribbles into the lane. Fadeaway shots no good. Rebound there by Cale Watson up and in. Tigers lead it early, 2-0, 7:35 left first quarter. Ball inbound into Chad Jackson, now up ahead to Williams. Williams throws down to the right wing for Ethan Jackson. His shot's no good, rebounded there by Cale Watson, now up the right side. Watson throws ahead to Jacob Shipman, back to Watson now. Off the right block, absolutely rejected by Chad Jackson. He threw it down. Now the pass from Buckland is stolen by Ryan Fergus. Work into the corner for Matt Thomas, right wing for Tyler Watson. A great pass off to Jacob Shipman for the two-point score. 7 minutes left first quarter. Tigers lead it 4-0. Four-court press is pestering Buckland quite a bit. Ethan Jackson takes it down for the layup, though, right over Kylie Watson. So it's 4-2 with 6:50 left first quarter. Cale Watson up ahead to Matt Thomas, now into the left corner for Ryan Fertig. Fertig ball fake, gets it into Cale Watson this time, and it's good as well. 6-2, 6:40 left first quarter. Fast-paced game here at Brashear Arena. Raybuck almost loses it there at the free throw line. Thomas throws it off to Williams, now back to Thomas up ahead to Ethan Jackson. Shot is good, 6-4. Not much defense so far. Both teams are scoring with on cue. Tigers mess around on the other end and lose the ball out of bounds. It'll go to Buckland. Williams throws into Ethan Jackson. He has trouble in the corner, but he's fouled by Brashear. Cale Watson reached in and poked him on the arm. That'll be the first foul of the game. And it'll go against Cale Watson, obviously his first. Ball worked back to Ben Williams. Williams throws up ahead to Chad Jackson, now right block for Jared Main, and he travels with it. He got a little excited seeing only open court in front of him. Tigers work it up into the left corner for Ryan Fertig, now to Thomas on the left wing. Back to Fertig in the corner. Fertig dribbles left baseline, has it poked out of bounds. No, they're going to say he dribbled it off his foot. Key mistake there for the Tigers. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Williams up ahead to Maine. Maine now finds Chad Jackson. The layup is no good. Rebounded by Fertig, now to Cale Watson on the right side. Watson, spin move all the way into the right baseline. His shot is short, gets his own rebound. Up and under with three men on him. His shot's no good the second time. Now Shipman has it, and his shot falls out, but he's fouled on the play by Ethan Jackson. Shipman will go to the line for two, with the Tigers ahead by two as well. First shot by Shipman's up and good. 7-4 with 5:38 left first quarter. Second shot by Shipman is up and short. Rebounded by Chad Jackson to Williams. Williams back to Jackson. Jackson up ahead to Ethan Jackson. Jackson finds Maine on the right wing. Maine ball fake. Throws it inside, picked off by Kylie Watson. Now to Furtig. Furtig down the left side, kind of jogs up. Picks up his dribble, goes into the left corner for Thomas. Now out to Kylie Watson. A great touch pass into Shipman. Shipman can't convert on the layup. Watson gets the rebound. His shot's no good. Gets the second rebound. His shot is no good again, but he was fouled on that one. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. It was a great pass from Kylie Watson. He knew exactly where he wanted to go as soon as he got it. He jumped up in the air to catch the pass, and before he landed, he had it to Shipman on the right block. This shot by Watson is just a little short. It's no good. Shipman and Furtig exit as Justin Hazen and Trey Treasure come into the game. Second shot by Watson is good. 8-4, Tigers lead at 5:05 left first quarter. Ball inbounded from Williams into Thomas, now right wing for a new player, Finney. Finney tries to get it back to Williams, and it's poked out of bounds there by Matt Thomas with exactly 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Williams looking to pass it in, throws inside to Chad Jackson. Jackson on the left side takes it all the way in and gets the layup. Tigers having a defensive breakdown there. 8-6 with 4:50 left. Tigers lead it by two. Wide open underneath the basket is Matt Thomas for the quick score. Both teams are having trouble on the defensive side. Ball inbounded into Chad Jackson, picked off by Kylie Watson for the layup. Watson was all over that pass as Williams telegraphed it the whole way. He didn't even look off Kylie Watson as he came in for the steal and the layup. So the Tigers go into a timeout here by Buckland. 4:36 left in the first quarter. They go into that timeout leading 12-6. Buckland ball. They're going to be pressured by Bashir on the full court press. Ball was inbounded from Williams into Jackson. He tried to get back to Williams. It was knocked out of bounds by Cale Watson. Buckland will have to take it out again. Williams looking to pass in. Throws inside to Chad Jackson, back to Williams off his shin. It's on the ground and poked away and stolen out by Justin Hazen and Bashir. Left wing over to Cale Watson. Watson back to Hazen. Hazen dribbles around the top of the key. Throws into Trey Treasure. Treasure off the left block is triple teamed, and he throws it right into the hands of Williams. Williams, having trouble getting it across, finds Chad Jackson. Jackson takes it down the right side, pulls up the right block. Shot is no good. Rebound is squirted out, and he gets Chad Jackson, comes around and gets his own rebound. And his shot is no good, but he was fouled on the putback. That'll put him at the line for two free throws. Foul was on Trey Treasure, his first, team second. 4:07 left first quarter. First shot there by Chad Jackson is good. It's 12-7. Tigers lead by five. Second shot is good as well. 12-8 now. Tigers have the ball. Cale Watson up the left side, gets it to Hazen. Now his pass into the corner for Thomas is kicked by Chad Jackson. Will stay with the Tigers. And they'll take it out on the left side. Watson into Hazen. Hazen holds with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. His pass to Cale Watson is bobbled and finally picked up. He's double teamed in the right corner. And Coach Williams saw that Watson was having a little trouble. She called a timeout with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers lead it 12-8. Tommy Watson in Justin Hazen. Hazen across the timeline. Goes left wing for Cale Watson. Again having trouble with the pass. Recollects it and throws back to Hazen. Now again to Watson, again to Hazen. Hazen now in the right corner for Kylie Watson, back to Hazen on the right wing. Justin Hazen dribbles around, again finds Cale Watson. Watson to Watson this time. They get it to Hazen on the right elbow, back to Cale Watson. Thought about the three, now pulls up and fires it into the corner for Matt Thomas, back out to Hazen. Hazen on the right wing, they're trying to work it inside. They're having a little trouble. They finally get it down to Kylie Watson. Watson out to Cale Watson with a ball fake, gets around Ben Williams with that. Shot isn't the one he wanted. He pulls it back out. They get it down to Matt Thomas on the right baseline. He cuts into the lane, and he's fouled on the shot by Thomas. Thomas was fouled by Thomas. I don't know if there's any relation there or not, but you don't see the namesake being fouled too much, and they're going to say it's not a shooting foul. They had Thomas at the line briefly, and now they decide it's on the floor. So Jacob Shipman will inbound. He finds Cale Watson on the right wing. Now to Justin Hazen. Ball fake, gets around him just inside the arc, squares up. Shot is no good. And the rebound's picked up by Chad Jackson. Jackson hits the floor running. Goes coast to coast. His shot is no good, but he's fouled there by Cale Watson. I believe that's his second foul. With just under 3 minutes to go, Tigers leading 12-8, and it is Cale Watson's second foul. And Chad Jackson will shoot two free throws. Shot up by Jackson's good. Matt Thomas re-enters the game for Cale Watson. Second shot by Jackson is up on its way, and it rims around the rim and falls out. Rebounded by Shipman up ahead now to Justin Hazen on the left side. Gets it into Shipman. Shipman shot hovers around the rim briefly and then finally falls in. Tigers lead 14-9 now with 2:43 left in the first quarter. Ball is bounced around. Finney finally pulls it down and gets it right wing for Williams. Williams dribbles now top the key left wing for Chad Jackson. Ball fake. Jackson dribbles around to the left elbow, tries to get it down underneath to Thomas and does. Thomas's first shot's no good. Gets his second shot. It's up and good. And he's fouled there by Shipman. Thomas's second shot was kind of fading away, and he shot it over his head backwards. It was an impressive shot. Just kind of throwing it up, hoping that it would fall. He knew he'd been fouled by Shipman. It did, and he'll shoot one more free throw. And this is terribly off the backboard. Way off. Rebounded by Shipman. Off to Hazen. We're headed up the left side for the Tigers. Shipman has it, and he travels on the block. And, oh, he can't believe it. He gives him the Shipman look. To the official, still shaking his head about it. Ben Williams set to throw in for Buckland. Gets it in to Chad Jackson. Double team. Now back to Williams. Up to Thomas. Ahead now to Finney. Finney down the right side. Splits the defenders, and he's fouled by Thomas, I think. No, they're going to get Trey Treasure. I didn't even see in the on the side that they called that penalty on, but that's who they're going to get with it. That'll be Treasure's second foul. 15 foul for Bashir. They're in danger of going into the 1-1 mark in the first quarter. 2:10 left. Right wing into Chad Jackson. Now top keeper Finney. They work it down underneath Thomas, and Thomas misses the shot. Rebounded by Kyle Watson to Hazen up ahead to Furtig now in the right corner. Furtig, some ball fakes. Tries to dribble in. Now throws off to Hazen. Now top keeper Kyle Watson. Back to Hazen to reset the offense. Hazen goes to Watson. Now left wing back to Hazen. Fadeaway shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Shipman. Shipman at the free throw line finds Hazen in the exact same spot he missed earlier. He'll dribble around to the right wing. Over to Thomas. Now into the right corner for Furtig. Furtig. Ball fake back to Thomas. Now top key for Hazen. Hazen inside to Shipman. Shipman turns just inside the arc on the left side. He picks up his dribble. Goes out to Hazen. Top the key between the circles. Now right wing for Thomas. Back to Kyler Watson. Watson to Shipman again. Off to the left baseline. Floaters. No good. And they're going to get him with a charge. Oh, it's a late call there by the official. There had already been a rebound, and Kyle Watson was attempting to put it back up, and that's when he blew the whistle for Shipman's charge on Ray Buck Thomas. I think it should have been called earlier if they were going to call that foul. And on the inbounds, on the inbound play, Ben Williams threw it off of the foot of Matt Thomas. It went out of bounds to go back to Buckland. Williams inside to Finney. Finney back to Williams. Williams now to Finney again on the right side. They're having trouble getting it across. 10 seconds may be called, and Ryan Furtig gets his hand in it for a jump ball. It'll go back to Buckland. Full court pressure is really hurting. Oh, they're going to say it's with the Tigers. The scoreboard shows the possession error to Buckland, but the Tigers will take it, I guess. Right wing for Hazen. Hazen to Furtig. In the right corner, back out to Hazen on the right wing. Again to Furtig in the corner. He dribbles in, and a little floater is good. 16-11, Tigers lead by 5 with 48 seconds left, and they apply the full court pressure. Chad Jackson all alone on the other side. Goes for a round-the-back pass to Ethan Jackson and threw it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Tigers. Jackson wanted to get a little fancy as there was no defenders down there. Bashir was just starting to come back, and so he went for the round-the-back pass to Ethan Jackson and threw it straight out of bounds. Tigers will have it for the last 30 seconds, should they choose to hold that long, or if they can hold that long. Sometimes they get a little itchy and turn the ball over. Tigers burning clock just inside the half-court line. Down to 15 seconds. Thomas is holding it in a triple threat position. Now dribbles around. Dribbles with 10 seconds. Now they're going to try to run something. Back to Hazen with 6. Now to David Anderson, who dribbled in and then traveled. And I'm sure that's not what the Tigers had drawn up. Go in and travel and turn it over. Buckline will have it for the last 4 seconds. Ray Buck, Thomas up ahead to Ethan Jackson, loses it. Picked off by Kylie Watson. And that'll end the first quarter. Tigers lead it 16-11. Williams taken down for Buckland as they start the quarter with the ball, which happens almost all the time for the Tigers. They get into Chad Jackson. Jackson up ahead to Thomas. Thomas's ball is out of bounds, and they're going to say the Tigers were the last to touch it. It looked like Thomas was the only one to touch it down low, and I don't know how they thought that the Tigers touched that last. Anyway, they inbound to Thomas, and he promptly makes a shot. That's just the Tigers' luck. It's 16-13 now with 7:50 left in the second quarter. Hazen has it for Bashir. Goes left wing to Thomas. Thomas looking to get it inside to Watson. Can't do it. Goes back to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen to Anderson. Anderson holds. And they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane. Boy, they're really buckling down on that tonight. They called it several times in the girls' game. Turnover now goes to Buckland. They throw up ahead to Ethan Jackson. Jackson pulls up just before he enters the three-point arc. And he tries to get into Thomas. Thomas is fouled by Kylie Watson. That is the 17th foul on Bashir. And the first on Watson. So it'll put Thomas at the line for a 1-1. Thomas' shot is no good. Rebounded by Ethan Jackson. Gave it back to Thomas. His shot from point blank is no good. Finally rebounded by Watson. Gives to Hazen now left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig dribbles in. Goes back to the left baseline for Kylie Watson. Dumped off to David Anderson inside. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. That foul was on Ben Williams, I believe. Yes, his first, team 4th. And it'll put David Anderson at the charity stripe for 2 free throws. The first one rims around, does everything but fall out and goes home for him. Second one falls out, and this one's rebounded by Chad Jackson. Jackson up ahead to Williams down the right side. Goes right baseline for Ethan Jackson out of Thomas. No question. Thomas puts it up and in. 15-17. Tigers up by 2 with just under 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Ferdig has it now top the key for Thomas. Thomas right wing for Hazen. Hazen passes off to Kylie Watson. His shot's no good. Gets his own rebound, and it's on the floor, as are many players, two of whom, Kylie Watson and Ethan Jackson, have their hands on the ball. It's a jump ball. It'll stay with Bashir. Thomas throws into Hazen. Hazen dribbles out. Now gives to Ferdig between the circles. Back to Hazen. Hazen on the left elbow throws over to Thomas on the right wing. Now to Ferdig in the right corner. Ferdig's going to set up for 3. It's partially blocked there by Ethan Jackson. And as Kylie Watson gets the rebound, goes in for the layup. His shot is short. On the rebound, they're going to get a foul on Buckland. It's going to be on Ethan Jackson with an elbow, they say. Kale Watson comes into the game for David Anderson. And we got an official timeout. And now he says he's ready to go. Kyle Watson set to throw in. Looking, having trouble. Finally throws in to Kale Watson. It's kicked out of bounds by Thomas. So Kale Watson will try to throw in now. He finds Kyle Watson. Now left wing for Justin Hazen, one of the three, but Ben Williams came over to guard him. Now throws right wing for Kale Watson, and he's uncontested for the three-point shot. It's good. 20-15, Tigers lead it with 6:10 left, second quarter. Ball thrown from Williams up ahead to Thomas now. Ball stolen by Kyle Watson. Watson down the right sideline. Finds Kale Watson right through his legs. Picked up by Finney up ahead to Chad Jackson on the right sideline. Could have been a charge. Could have been a block on Furtig. And Jackson loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to Bashir. Justin Hazen rings it up for the Tigers. Fakes right, goes left to Kale Watson. Watson now to Thomas on the right side. Gives to Justin Hazen. He pulls up just inside the arc. His shot's good. 22-15, 5:40 left, second quarter. Ball thrown to Thomas. Now up ahead to Finney. Finney wanted to get it to Ethan Jackson, but Furtig cut off the passing lane. Now they go to Jackson just inside the arc on the right side. His shot's good. 22-17, 5:25 left, second quarter. Thomas up the sideline. Gives it to Kale Watson on the right wing. Now to Hazen between the circles. Back left wing for Thomas. Thomas dribbles around. That goes to Kale Watson again. Now into the corner for Hazen. Dribbles up to the right wing. Now throws left wing for Kale Watson. Watson back to Thomas. Top the key. Now goes to Kale Watson. Another three on the way. Yes! Watson is now hot behind the arc. 25-17. Tigers lead by 8 with 4:54 left in the second quarter. Ball inbounded and stolen by Furtig, who gives to Kale Watson on the left wing. Now to Thomas again. Back to Watson. Watson thought about the three. They came out and guarded him a little quickly that time. So he throws to Thomas. Thomas now to Hazen. Hazen wanted the three. Dribbles into the left elbow. Fadeaway shot is an air ball. Saved by Matt Thomas. But he stepped on the line before he jumped out of bounds. So it'll go back to Buckland with 4:35 left. Second quarter. Williams inbounds to Finney. Finney on the left side throws ahead to Thomas now. Right wing for Chad Jackson. Throws into the left block for Ethan Jackson. His shot's good. 25-19. Tigers lead down to 6 with 4:22 left. Second quarter. Thomas on the right sideline. Throws up to Kyle Watson. Back to Thomas. Thomas dribbles around. That goes to Hazen between the circles. Goes to Kale Watson. Watson back to Thomas on the right wing. Now into the right corner for Hazen. Hazen's going to pull up for three. Oh, in and out, rebounded almost by Kale Watson. Instead, he poked out of bounds as he came skying in for the board. Oh, Williams standing down now for Buckland. Throws up ahead to Ethan Jackson, and they're going to get a foul on Furtig and Jackson as they collided. Although, when the ball's in the air, each player had a right to the ball, so it should have been a good no call. It looked like to me both players were jumping for it, and they just collided and went down, but oftentimes it'll go against the defense, and in this case it was.
They call it against Buckland.
They did call it against Buckland. I'm surprised. It was on Ethan Jackson, his third. All right. Kale Watson on the left wing. Now right wing for Furtig. Furtig traveled. They didn't call it. Throws inside now to Kyle Watson. Back out to Shipman. Shipman over to Ryan Furtig on the right side. Furtig dribbles around. Throws up a terrible shot. Rebounded there by Chad Jackson. Now left wing for Williams. Williams flies down the left sideline, nearly travels, goes top of the key for Finney. Finney back to Williams. Finney again. Now to Williams again. Williams looking to pass now. It's poked out of bounds by Ryan Furtig. It was a nice play, but it didn't really do much. Just stopped the clock. Williams throws inside to Chad Jackson on the left corner. Now back over to Williams, right wing for Main now. Main dribbles around. Back over to Williams. Williams to Finney. Finney inside to Chad Jackson. It's kicked out of bounds by one of the Watson boys. They were both guarding Chad Jackson. Williams pestered by Matt Thomas on the inbound play. Throws into Main. Main travels. They didn't call it. Inside to Thomas. Thomas turnaround shot's no good. Rebounded there by Shipman. Shipman dribbles up the left side. Now to Cale Watson. Watson right wing for Thomas. Thomas back to Cale Watson on the left side. Now into the left corner for Ryan Furtig. Takes it left baseline. His shot is good, and he's fouled by Thomas. Great play there by Furtig to challenge Thomas and was rewarded with the basket and the foul. I think that's the 17th foul for Buckland, so from now on it'll be a 1-1 or two shots for each team in the remaining 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
And probably important for Buckland, it's the second foul on their big man, Thomas.
Furtig missed the free throw, and it's rebounded by Chad Jackson. Jackson top to keeper Finney, now left wing for Williams. Back to Finney, right wing for Thomas. Thomas out of his element outside the arc. He looks confused and throws to Williams.
He was confused.
Williams throwing back to Thomas, and Thomas had started to run inside the lane, and there was nobody there. Made Williams look like a fool out there.
I think he was thinking, I don't like it out here outside the arc. I'm headed back into familiar territory.
Ball thrown into Matt Thomas, wide open. Right-handed layup, although he finished it left-handed, he being a left-handed player. Anyway, the play is good. It's 29-19. Tigers lead by 10 with 2:10 left, second quarter. Chad Jackson down the right side. Spin move. Shot's no good, but he's fouled there by Shipman, I believe.
That was a nice-looking play. Of course, you know, yeah, it always is change of the direction is kind of the key sometimes, and he did a big-time spin move, change direction, and had everybody faked out.
Shipman gave one of his evil stares and still looks kind of mad as he comes out of the game in favor of Trey Treasure.
Well, that's his third foul, so I'm sure he's done for the half.
I'd say you're probably right. Second shot by Jackson is good, and it's 29-20 with 2:05 left second quarter. Ryan Furtig looks inside, now throws deep right wing for Thomas. Back to Furtig in the right corner, back to Thomas. Now left side for Cale Watson. Watson dribbles around the defender, goes to Thomas now. Thomas, shot is no good, but he's called with a charge on Thomas. Thomas on Thomas again. This time, the beneficiary is Buckland's Ray Buck Thomas instead of Matt Thomas of Rushier. Ball inbounded into Main, back to Finney. Finney ahead to Chad Jackson, who's called with a double dribble on the left baseline.
Good coverage by Trey Treasure. He caused that turnover. Thomas has it up top to Kylie Watson around the horn to the left side to Cale Watson. His shot from three from the left wing is good. Not sure what's going on there, but Finney's going to inbound it. Gets it into Maine. Finney to Thomas. Thomas gets it up ahead, partially deflected, but Maine has it. Maine to Finney. Finney brings it out up the top of the key, guarded by Furtig. Furtig back to Thomas here. He's back out there on the outside of the arc again. We'll see if he gets lost again. Thomas passes it around over to McCollum. McCollum wasn't hardly ready for it. Back to Maine. Back over the left-hand side. Shot's no good. And McCollum, the rebound, the put back is no good, but he's fouled by Trey Treasure. So McCollum will go to the line. 1 minute left in the half. Tigers lead it by a dozen, 32-20. 10 team fouls now on the Tigers. McCollum shot's on its way, and it's a little too strong. Bounces right back to him.
That was Treasure's third foul, and he comes out now in favor of David Anderson.
Well, we'll see if we can get through another minute without any fouls. What do you think?
We'll find out.
Cale Watson will bring it across the timeline over on the far side. Passes his brother Kylie back to Cale up top of the key over Thomas left wing back to left corner. Back out to Thomas over to Cale Watson on the far side. Cale Watson's holding. Looks like they're going to try to hold for the last shot. 41 seconds back to Thomas left side. Back to Cale Watson right side. Puts it on the floor, sends it over to Thomas. Thomas dribbles it in into the paint to Kylie Watson. His shot, a little 12-foot shot, no good. And they're going to say Furtig had got a steal. Boy, he just mugged McCollum. Tigers have it back. Thomas, 13 seconds on the far side, puts it on the floor. taking his time. Sends it over to Cale Watson, back to the left corner. And they're going to call a foul on McCollum. So it's going to be one-on-one. It's going to be Furtig to do the foul, so he'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on McCollum. That's his first. 2.3 seconds left. First shot, too strong. And Buckland comes up with the rebound. They send it down all the way. It hits the backboard, but it's no good. So we're at halftime. Tigers lead it, 32-21.
We have a guest announcer for the second half here of the boys' game. Who are you?
I'm Daniel Smith.
Well, Daniel, are you ready to go for the second half?
I guess so.
Tigers are going to go into the second half leading 32-21. Buckland slow to exit the timeout here. The huddle, I guess. They didn't take a timeout. Boy, they're still talking things over. And finally they come out. They got six guys out there, and now they have five guys out there. Quick, well, it was almost like hockey there for a second.
Yeah.
Inbounded into Chad Jackson out of Williams. Williams left wing over to Finney. Finney looks inside, can't see over Furtig, so passes back to Williams between the circles. Now to Jackson. Inside of Chad Jackson. Back out to Williams. Williams in the right corner throws out to Ethan Jackson. Now left wing for Finney. Finney ball fake and he travels. It was such a good ball fake, too.
Yeah, he took an extra step.
Extra steps are nice sometimes. They just aren't as good if they see you do it. Right wing for Thomas now for Bashir. Gives into the corner for Shipman. Shipman now left wing for Cale Watson. Back to Thomas in the right wing. Now to Cale Watson inside to Kylie Watson, who has it stolen by Thomas. I bet they're going to say it was a jump ball, and it'll stay with Bashir. 7:23 left in the third quarter. It's 32-21 in favor of Bashir. Quick inbound into Shipman on the left elbow. He dribbles into the lane a little bit. His shot is partially blocked by Chad Jackson, and Jackson comes up with the rebound. He throws over to Williams on the right wing. Williams dribbles to the top of the key, now throws back to Chad Jackson. Jackson finds Ethan Jackson. Now over to Williams for three. Williams' shot is good. 32-24, under 7 left in the third quarter.
Matt Thomas brings ball up court, passes to Shipman. Shipman puts up the shot, and it was good.
Good looking stroke there by Jacob Shipman. 34-24, Tigers lead it by 10 with 6:40 left in the third quarter. Coast to coast goes Ethan Jackson all the way, weaves through the Tiger defense, and finds the layup.
Thomas bring the ball off court, passes to Shipman in the same spot. Back to Thomas. Thomas tries to oop it to Furtig. Furtig loses the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds on Bashir.
Tigers tried to go a little too fancy on that play.
Yeah.
It'll be Buckland ball. Williams inbound. Tigers pulling out the full court press again. They throw in to Finney. Finney back to Williams, up ahead and out to Chad Jackson. Jackson takes it all the way in and misses the shot. And they're going to get Thomas, Raybuck Thomas, over the back. I think that's his third foul. Or did they not call a foul at all? Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Watson bring the ball to court. Oops it to Shipman, and Shipman gets fouled. He's going to be shooting two from the cherry line.
That one was on Chad Jackson. That's the second team foul on Buckland, and it's the second on Chad Jackson. 34-26, 6:06 left in the third quarter with Shipman shooting the pair. First one's good. Shipman's second is no good, but the rebound's corralled around, and Kale Watson saves it into Thomas of Buckland. Now to Chad Jackson, right wing for Williams. Back to Jackson, inside to Thomas now. Spin shot is no good. Rebounded there by Watson, up ahead to Matt Thomas down the right side. Thomas pulls up at the right block, goes into the lane for Shipman, and he travels. And he pulls out the old Shipman face after that one, and you could tell he didn't think it was a travel.
Was not too happy with that call.
I haven't seen Jacob Shipman real happy with any call ever. Kyle Watson nearly saves it right in front of us, but he just loosened. He just loses out of bounds. And the coach's response to that bad pass was, "Do you not see the white shirt?" Oh, that's pretty funny. Left wing from Williams into Thomas. Thomas's shot is no good, and that'll be a foul on Shipman again as he reached in and slapped him. That'll be Shipman's third or fourth. It's going to be... Oh, they're going to call it on Watson. Watson, Kylie Watson must have reached in before Shipman did.
Yeah, I thought it was on Shipman, too.
Shipman was the obvious one that I saw.
Yeah.
He must have got lucky on that one.
Bring in treasure for Shipman, though.
Well, Coach Williams saw it the same way we did. He thought it was on Shipman. Thomas's second shot is no good, and it goes out of bounds off of Trey Treasure.
They almost could have called that one and over the back.
Ball's going to be inbounded by Williams into Chad Jackson. Jackson pulls up just inside the arc, tries to pass it into Ethan Jackson. It's saved by Williams. Williams throws to Thomas, now top the key for Finney. Finney dribbles into the free throw line. There goes right elbow for Ethan Jackson. His shot's no good, and it's rebounded by Kyle Watson over the back on Thomas. And that'll be his fourth. I bet he's coming out of the game. But I see no sub approaching. And so he'll stay in the game with four fouls. 35-26 to score. 5:15 left third quarter. Thomas in the left corner throws out to Kale Watson. Now right wing for Furtig. Furtig looks inside. Throws back left wing for Kale Watson. Now left baseline for Thomas. Thomas dribbles out. Tries to get it out to Kale Watson. Hooked away and stolen by Williams. Williams passes up ahead to Chad Jackson. Now back to Williams on the right side. To Ethan Jackson, inside to Chad Jackson in the lane. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded there by Kale Watson. Watson dribbles around. The left side loses it. Pulls it down to the right side. Right wing for Furtig now.
Looking into Watson, Kylie. But he puts up a shot in his head. And he airballed it.
Terrible shot there by Furtig. Picked up by Williams now of Buckland. He's going to launch a three on the right side. Swishes it. Nothing but net there.
That shot was pretty straight, but it managed to go in.
It was an odd-looking setup there. He kind of spreads his legs real wide and heaves it up, but he got it to go. Ball worked into Trey Treasure on the right side. Throws out to Furtig. Now left wing for Kale Watson just inside the arc. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Jackson, and he's fouled there by Furtig.
Furtig reached center just by as soon as he turned around and called it a reach.
Buckland ball, Brashear with the full court press again. Ahead to McCollum, now to Chad Jackson, right wing for Williams. Now picked off and stolen by Trey Treasure. Tips it over to Matt Thomas, ahead to Kale Watson, and the layup is good. 37-29, Tigers lead back up to 8. 3:45 left third quarter. Buckland having trouble getting it in. Finally, they get it off to Ethan Jackson, and he loses it out of bounds, but he had assistance by Trey Treasure and Matt Thomas coming up the court, pushing it out. Chad Jackson inside to Finney, now right wing for Williams, and he buries another three. I'd say the Tigers ought to do a little better getting out and guarding him.
He's going to be a danger.
Into the corner for Shipman. Shipman could have launched a three, but decided to hang on to it. Goes left wing to Hazen, now in the corner for Thomas. Thomas back to Hazen with 3:15 left third quarter. Right wing now for Kale Watson. Back to Thomas. Thomas into the left corner again for... it's on the floor. Treasure finally picks it up. And they're going to get a jump ball between... No, they're going to get a foul on Matt, what do they call a timeout?
They call
it a timeout.
Jackson was trying to call a timeout, and I guess they went ahead and honored it.
So the Tigers had a nice lead coming into this half, and it built it up a little, and now all of a sudden find themselves only up by 5 points.
Yeah.
Daniel, what do you attribute that to?
Well, the Bulldogs are getting past their full court press, and once they get past that, they've got a pretty well open shot to the basket. And a couple points were attributed to that.
Well, and the Tigers have taken some bad shots, it looks to me like.
Yeah.
Well, Furbig had that air ball a while ago. Williams throws in to Finney. Finney having trouble gets it back to Williams. Williams down the left side, up ahead to Chad Jackson. Jackson dribbles it off his foot and it's picked up by Trey Treasure in the left corner. Treasure was trying to get it out and it was called the timeout wisely with 2:51 left in the third quarter. Rashir has the ball and a 5-point lead. Treasure will inbound for the Tigers. He throws into Hazen. Hazen down the left side for Brashear. Finds Cale Watson in the left corner. Now to Shipman. It's poked away and stolen by McCollum. McCollum up ahead to Chad Jackson. Jackson with a great pass off to Ben Williams, who misses the shot, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line. I think Cale Watson was the one. Boy, that was a great pass by Chad Jackson.
Yeah.
Just got the exact angle he needed to get it inside to Williams.
It was a nice play.
That foul was on Cale Watson. It's his third, team third as well. Williams kind of has a flat shot. It just kind of sails up there.
And
not much arch.
And he can't twist them free throws like he can in threes.
He did hit the first, though. Second one's good as well. Not exactly the prettiest free throw shot I've ever seen, but it works.
Yep. Hazen brings the ball off the court. Passes to Watson on the left side. Watson to Shipman. Shipman back to Hazen. Hazen to Thomas on the right side. Pass it to Hazen, and Hazen loses it, and they're going to call out and over and back.
Hazen took his eye off the ball and just wasn't paying attention for it. Williams came down with 2:21 left third quarter. He throws into Finney. Finney off to Ethan Jackson. There's some confusion on who Jackson passes to. It's picked up by Williams. Williams inside to McCollum now off the top of the key for Jackson. Left wing for Finney. Finney back to Ethan Jackson. It's poked away and stolen by Kyle Watson. Watson down the left side. He takes it all the way, flips it up. His shot is no good on the rebound. It's picked up by Cale Watson. He's fouled by, who are they going to get? Williams. That is the second on Williams. 14 foul on Buckland, and it will send Cale Watson to the line for two.
Watson's first shot was good. Second shot off front of the rim and rebounded by Thomas for Buckland.
Williams takes up the left side for Buckland, dribbling around, trying to get around Watson and Hazen. Now gives the left wing for Chad Jackson. Jackson looks inside, now puts it on the floor, gives the top of the key for Williams again. Williams holds with 1 minute, 35 seconds left, third quarter. McCollum now inside to Chad Jackson, who nearly loses out of bounds, picks it up just before it goes out, gets it now inside Ethan Jackson off a left block. It's up and good. And the lead for Brashear is down to 2 points. It's 38-36.
Hazen's got the ball at the top of the key. Passes to Purdig on the right side. Back to Hazen. Passes it to Watson. Watson to Shipman. Shipman back to Hazen. Hazen to Purdig. Pass it inside, Jacob Shipman, and it's good.
They found Shipman wide open under the basket, got him a quick layup, and it's 40-36 with 55 seconds left, and they go down the other end. Ethan Jackson travels. It'll be Tiger ball. Ball's entered into Hazen. Hazen across the timeline on the left side, throws over to Kale Watson. Watson dribbles around to the top of the key, finds Hazen again. Hazen now right wing for Fertig, looks into the corner for Watson, then goes back over to Kale Watson on the left side. Now to Fertig again, tries to go into the lane, pulls it back out, gives it to Kale Watson on the left wing. Just kind of killing time the Tigers are here in the last of the third quarter. Right wing for Hazen. Hazen dribbles around with 23 seconds left to get into Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane, and he's fouled on the floor by Buckland. Who's it going to be on? Foul is on Ethan Jackson. Is that his fourth?
Yep, that's his fourth.
That's a 15th foul on Buckland. And the Tigers have it with the last 20 seconds. They get it into Tyler Watson. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Ryan Fertig on the jump for the shot. He loses it. But it's picked up by Tyler Watson, who gets the shot to go. It's 42-36. Tigers lead it. Buckland has it for the last 5 seconds. Ethan Jackson has it on the right wing with three. Ball's poked away and stolen by Kale Watson. He pulls up. His shot is, oh, rims out as he's
That was pretty close.
He was going for the breakaway layup there at the end of the quarter. And he couldn't get there in time. He looked up at the clock. So at about the free throw line, he pulls up and is falling into the lane.
It was kind of like a shuffling jump shot.
He shot it off the backboard and then it hit the front of the rim and fell out just a little too strong for it. But at any rate, the Tigers are going to go into the fourth quarter with a 42-36 lead. Once again, it's Buckland ball to start a quarter. Seems like it's always their ball to start a quarter. Williams is passed inside to Ethan Jackson. It's tipped, but Jackson recovers anyway. Now right wing back to Williams. Williams takes it into the right corner. Loses it. It's picked up by Kyle Watson, but then he goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Buckland. Williams inside to Chad Jackson, now to Finney. Left wing for Williams just inside the arc. Yes. 38-42. Back to a 4-point lead for Brashear. Hazen across the timeline. Jones around between the circles. Gets it to Ryan Fertig, and he's fouled there by Chad Jackson. That'll be the 16th foul on Buckland. Next time, the Tigers will shoot a 1-1. It's a third on Jackson.
Hazen has the ball at the top of the key. Passes it to Watson. Watson drives in. Can't find turning around. Passes it to Kylie Watson at the top of the key. He passes in Jacob Shipman. Left elbow. He passes it to Hazen. Hazen down in the corner to Watson. Watson back to Hazen. Hazen to Kale Watson. Kale Watson back to Hazen. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. And that's good, though.
Good job by Hazen to follow his shot and get the board. Now as Buckland is trying to get it in bounds, Kale Watson kicks it out of bounds. Buckland will have to re-enter. Williams inside now to Main. Main up the left side. Takes it all the way down the left block, pulls up, now gets a right elbow for Ethan Jackson. He drives into a 6-foot shot, gets it to go. It's 44-40. Tigers lead it by four once again with 6:40 left in the fourth quarter.
Hazen passes to Watson, top of the key. Watson back to Hazen. Hazen finds Watson back on the other side, left side.
That foul on Jared Main will send Jacob Shipman to the line for 1-1. First foul on Main. Shipman's a good free throw shooter. I hope I haven't cursed him here.
Probably have.
Hey.
Obviously not. He just made his first free throw. Second one's no good, but Kale Watson rebounded it, but then fell out of bounds.
Williams inside to McCollum. McCollum back to Williams. Williams loses it. Picked up by Justin Hazen. Great pass over to Cale Watson. Yes! What a pass by Justin Hazen.
That was a nice give and go. Even though it wasn't really a give and go.
And Buckland having some trouble getting the ball, and they call a timeout. With 6:11 left in the fourth quarter, it's 47-40. Tigers' lead has grown to 7.
It's still anybody's ball game, though.
Buckland inbound. Williams will throw in. Looks to get inside to Jackson. Can't do it. Have to settle for Ethan Jackson. Jackson back over to Williams. Ball nearly poked away by Shipman up ahead to Maine. Now left wing for Chad Jackson. To Ethan Jackson, Williams for 3. And what happened here?
I don't exactly know.
It'll be black ball out of bounds. So it's Buckland ball. They get it inside to Williams on the left side. Williams looking inside, throws off to Ethan Jackson. Now right wing for Maine. Maine ball fake back to Jackson. Jackson dribbles around, takes it inside. And he's fouled by Ryan Furtig on the shadow, though. It looked to me like Furtig had a lot of ball.
Yeah, but he went from behind and he... Furtig came from behind and he bent his arm, and that's a big mistake.
Shot by Jackson's up and good. It's 47-41. .547 left fourth quarter. Second shot up by Jackson is good as well. 47-42. Ball's thrown in to Hazen. Hazen up the left side goes to Cale Watson on the left wing. Watson back to Hazen. Hazen just inside the arc goes back to Watson again. Now inside to Shipman. Shipman looks to pass, now finds Kyler Watson on the right baseline, throws over to Cale Watson for the shot off the left elbow. It's no good, rebounded by Chad Jackson. Jackson tries to get it off to Ethan Jackson, who loses it out of bounds, and it'll go back to Bashir. Jacob Shipman to throw in for the Tigers, finds Thomas between the circles, now left wing for Justin Hazen in at the corner for Shipman. Shipman now cross-court pass over to Matt Thomas. Tries to feed it down low to Justin Hazen. Hazen kicks it back out to Kyler Watson between the circles, who gets it to Shipman. Shipman now left wing for Cale Watson. Now to the right block for Kyler Watson. His shot's no good. And on the rebound, he is caught pushing on Chad Jackson. That'll be Watson's third foul, 15th foul. And it'll be Buckland's ball. Williams to inbound. Throws up ahead to Ethan Jackson, who almost loses out of bounds. And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. It'll go out to Bashir.
Kyler Watson's going to pass in for Bashir. Watson into Hazen. Hazen bring up court. Hazen at the top of the key. Passes to the left elbow to Shipman. Shipping back over to Hazen at the right elbow. Hazen to Watson at left wing. He puts up a 3 shot, and it's good.
50-42. Tigers have opened up an 8-point lead now. Ball is into Chad Jackson. Now Ethan Jackson on the right side. Jackson across the timeline. Triple team. Gets it off to Ben Williams. Williams now on the left wing for Chad Jackson. Turnaround shot is good. 44-50. 4:30 left. Fourth quarter.
Shipman to Hazen. Hazen bringing it up the court. Hazen to Watson on the left wing. Watson back to Hazen on the right wing. Passes it to Shipman in the deep corner. Passes it back to Watson. And Feeney steals it. Puts it up. And got fouled by Hazen.
No, I don't think he's going to call a foul. Hazen got down and was able to get all his hands on the ball and push it out of bounds. It will be Buckland ball, but it won't be a foul as Hazen did a good job getting back. Williams into Chad Jackson on the left wing. Jackson back out to Maine. Maine poked by Furtig. They don't call a foul. Jackson has it now. He fires up a shot from 12 feet. It's no good. Rebounded by Furtig. Furtig all the way up for the Tigers. His shot is good. Boy, he went up, just stopped and popped from 8 feet and got it to go. 52-44 with 3:50 left, fourth quarter. Ethan Jackson has to give it to Williams. Now left wing for Chad Jackson on the floor. It's pushed by Ryan Purdy. Got a bounds. It'll go back to Buckland with 3:45 left, fourth quarter. Williams to inbound. He looks inside. He can palm it, as he showed the audience. Gives off to Main. Main right wing for Ethan Jackson. Jackson looks inside, finds Williams now between the circles. Williams dribbles around a screen by Ethan Jackson. Tries to pass off, but it's poked by Thomas. He recollects, now throws into Chad Jackson. Jackson's shot is no good as he loses out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped by Brashear. It'll stay with Buckland. 3:27 left, fourth quarter. Williams throws inside to Chad Jackson on the left elbow. He loses out of bounds again. And it's going to be a jump ball because the officials, neither one saw the play. What were they doing there, Daniel?
I don't know. It looks like he halfway tripped, got helped a little bit by Ryan Purdig. I don't know.
Were they both looking down and tying their shoes or something?
I guess.
They called the jump ball, and it goes to Brashear. So Shipman has him in the right corner, gives it out to the left elbow for Kylie Watson, who buries the shot. Tigers increase the lead to 10 now. It's 54-44 with 3:05 left in the fourth quarter. Ball is thrown up ahead to Ethan Jackson on the right side. Gives it to Chad Jackson, and Jackson falls down. It looked bad when he started to go down, but he gets up pretty quickly and goes to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws after Kylie Watson was guilty of the foul. That's a 16th foul on Brashear. Next time it'll be 1-1, no matter what happens.
And it's the fourth foul for Kylie Watson.
First shot there by Chad Jackson is good. Second one's up and short, rebounded by Kylie Watson down to Kale Watson. Watson up ahead to Matt Thomas. Thomas is going to take it all the way in for a layup, and he misses it. Rebounded by Thomas of Buckland, and his pass up ahead is picked off by Jacob Shipman. Now to Kale Watson. Watson is working on Finney, and Finney is guilty of a block, although the coach for Buckland said that Kale Watson administered a forearm on the play, and I happen to agree with him. It looked like Watson did lower the shoulder a little. But he'll send Watson to the line for a 1-1 anyway. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded there by Chad Jackson. Jackson up ahead to Williams. Williams across the timeline. Now left wing for Finney. Back to Williams. Now to Finney again. Finney looks inside. Throws off to Williams. Williams dribbles into the lane. Nice pass over to Ethan Jackson. Jackson pulls up from 6 feet. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Watson up ahead to Thomas. Thomas holds with 2:20. Now gets it into the corner for Ryan Furtig.
They're going to call that one a kick, I think.
No, they got a foul on Ethan Jackson, and he's done. He was called with a trip on Furtig. Main is going to come in for Ethan Jackson. And that's the 19th foul on Buckland. So next time the Tigers will shoot an automatic two. Right now, Furtig is going to shoot a 1-1, and he gets the first one, so he'll be rewarded with a second.
Second shot at the front of the rim, but Shipman comes out with the rebound. Shipman to Watson at the top of the key. Watson back to Shipman. Shipman to Thomas. Thomas back to Watson. Watson passes to Thomas on the left wing and passes it to Shipman at the top right corner.
And they're going to get Finney with a blocking foul, so it'll go. It'll send Shipman to the line for two.
First shot's good. Second shot's also good.
Thomas up ahead to Maine. Maine's going to go in for a layup. Nice job of dodging the Brashear defender. It was Furtig that jumped over him. Maine's shot was no good, though, and Jackson got the rebound, was set to put it up, and was fouled by Matt Thomas. Well, that'll be his second team, seventh, but it'll be an automatic two free throw for Chad Jackson. First shot's up and good. 57-46 for the Tigers. 9-point lead. Or excuse me, 11-point lead. No, a 10-point lead. 57-47 as Jackson hits the second free throw. Ball is passed up to Thomas now left wing for Cale Watson. Watson dribbles around to the right side into the corner for Matt Thomas. Thomas back out to Watson. Watson holds and trying to burn clock. Now left wing for Jacob Shipman. Shipman dribbles in towards the lane and throws it right into the hands of Chad Jackson. Jackson takes it coast to coast, is fouled by Hazen. They don't call it, rebounded there by Shipman. Shipman up ahead to Thomas with 120. Thomas throws it out of bounds, and it goes right by me. I was asleep at the wheel on that play. It'll go back to Buckland with 1 minute and 16 seconds remaining in the game. Well, Daniel, I think Brashear's going to get the win, barring any miracle.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Williams has it at the top of the key with 1:10 left. He gets it to Maine for three. Maine shot is no good. And it's rebounded there by Kyler Watson. Nearly stolen, and oh, he's mugged. And I think they're going to get Chad Jackson with the foul. With 1:05 left in the game, it'll send Kyler Watson to the line for two. That's the fourth on Chad Jackson. Watson will go to the line. Watson is a pretty good free throw shooter. As he promptly hits on command. 58-47, Tigers lead up to 11 with 1:05 left in the fourth. Second shot's good as well, 59-47. Williams to throw in for Buckland, gets it into Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Maine. Maine up ahead to wide open Finney. Finney's going to lower the boom on us. His two-point shot is good as the Tigers were pressing with a 12-point lead and under a minute to go. And I don't really know why the Tigers were pressing, A, and why Buckland is now fouling. Maine reached in with the foul there. It's his second. And it sends Cale Watson to the line for two free throws. His shot is up and good. 54 seconds remaining in the game. Watson's second shot is up and good as well. 61-49. Furtig comes in for Hazen. And the Tigers continue with the full-court press. I don't understand it. It's kind of poor sportsmanship, if you ask me. What do you think, Daniel?
I think it is, too. I think it also wouldn't hurt to put some of our subs
in. Put the subs in, absolutely. Tigers are showing zero class right now. They get the ball, they're wide open, Finney, and Finney hits it, and it cuts it back to a 10-point lead, and so it's going to be starters again for the Tigers. 10-point lead, under 40 seconds left in the game, and here we are pressing and starters in the game.
Yeah.
Do you understand it, Daniel?
I think we either have a scared coach or really want to take it to him, one of the two.
Well, Buckland will come out and full court press us. Brashear to inbound. He gets it off to Jacob Shipman, out of Cale Watson. Watson back to Shipman. Shipman up ahead to Hazen. Hazen now throws it over to Thomas. Thomas turns. His shot is blocked. They're going to call a foul, but it looked like a clean block to me from Ray Buck Thomas, and that'll be his fifth foul. And I don't really understand either why Buckland is fouling with now 30 seconds left in the game. They're down by 10. Thomas comes out of the game and sends Matt Thomas to the line. Quick sub here for Buckland. They're going to send in Chris, oh my, Lazaway. Matt Thomas's shot is no good. Thomas has been a poor free throw shooter all year, and he has a good stroke. I just don't know what his problem is from the line, if it's between the ears or what.
Might be all that hair on his head.
His second shot's no good either, but he gets his own rebound and he gives that to Cale Watson. Now back to Thomas. Thomas to Cale Watson. Watson finds Thomas again. Thomas gives to Shipman. Shipman holds with... Oh, and the Tigers, instead of burning time, they go down to Fertig for a quick score. And just trying to run up the scoreboard, I guess. They take it all the way down, and the Tigers are fouling now with 5 seconds left. I don't understand what this move is. Foul was on Shipman, his fourth.
I think this is the first time he's fouled when he's had a foul.
Yeah, he actually liked that one, I guess. I don't know. He's still laughing about it.
Yeah.
Second shot by Jackson is good. Tigers have it for the last 5.5 seconds. Watson up ahead to Fertig. Fertig again going to run up the score, gets it to go, and that'll end the game. Tigers win it 65-53, but during the last minute showed zero class by running up the tally. But they get the win anyway, I guess. That'll be the ball game. I'm Tyler Killen, joined here by
Daniel Smith.
And we'll see you next time.